Gravitas Ventures, a Red Arrow Studios company. Brown Eyed Girls Productions. Moon and Back Films. Windmills on Mountaintops. Title: Nathan's Kingdom. A clothed girl in a bathtub filled with water holds her nose. Wind Chimes. A very upset, nearly weeping woman standing outside next to a truck. A man approaches her cautiously. The woman looks at him in disgust and walks away. The man takes luggage out of the truck and puts them into a car. A male teenager sitting next to a bathtub.
Nathan, are you okay?
Dad and I fought.
Did he whoop you?
No. He got tired.
The dad drives away.
And then he tried to find you. To say goodbye.
I was out looking for my kingdom.
What's that?
It's where my thoughts become real.
What do you think about?
I think about having lots of different friends and having the power to do whatever I want. Like being a princess. I take all those thoughts and keep them safe in my kingdom.
Mountains and Dark Clouds.
It's a special place. It's probably somewhere near the mountains. There's evil that wants to destroy the kingdom, but as long as we stick together, evil will never find it.
A Cloudy Mist.
There is a kingdom for every man, woman, and child.
Tree stumps with tiny people climbing them coming out of the clouds.
Doubts and fears climb inside each of us to destroy it.
Fire and lightning coming out of dark clouds in the sky. Flying through the clouds.
There is a guardian. It guides us. Helps us to find our path.
The guardian, dressed in tethered and feathered looking dark clothes and a huge bird nose, flies down to the kingdom and falls.
Laura? Do I have a kingdom?
Yes.
Will you help me find my kingdom?
The guardian with the huge bird mask still on, stands up and removes his bird-looking cape, revealing his human upper body.
I will never stop looking for it.
Promise?
The guardian takes off his huge, long-beaked bird mask.
I promise.
Laura turns on the bathtub faucet.
You're brave, Laura!
I know!
They splash each other. Caption: 10 years later. Inside a darkened room lit only by small stringed lights, many fantasy drawings are revealed. A medieval times looking book. Nathan opens the book and starts drawing on blank pages.
Melodies that haunt us bring their songs.
He grabs a different colored pencil and continues drawing.
In ways that pull us back.
He grabs a human-looking cutout and pastes it in the drawing. Hearing something unusual, he immediately stops drawing and looks up. He drops his pencil and puts the book down. He crawls through a hole in the wall and walks towards two open doors to outside. He looks around outside from his upper story apartment. An invisible force smashes a car. The same invisible force smashes the side of a van moving at 5 feet. Nathan closes both open doors, locks them and backs up. The locked doors start to shake. Nathan begins shaking in fear. Close up of a different single door in the daytime. It opens, and a couple kissing stay interlocked as they enter. The young man in a ponytail sits on the bed as they continue kissing. The man breaks the kiss and turns his head and sees Nathan.
Hey baby, let's take this back to my place, okay? Hurry up, I don't have all day.
This is not an accident. Put on some clothes, Nathan.
You should have been home yesterday. I hate you!
Laura walks past Nathan and away from him.
Why is he here?
I work my ass off to make sure we pay the bills to keep us from living like this. You asshole!
Hey, Laura, is everything okay?
Nathan, oh my God! Nathan,
Laura,
stop!
Make him stop! Get him off of me!
What are you doing?
The man leaves, followed by Laura.
Stop laughing, you're a grown man. You know, that's it. I'm disappearing now and you'll never see me again.
Where are you going?
I'm stepping out of this hell.
I'm coming with you.
No! You're staying here and cleaning up this mess.
Nathan pulls down a building fire alarm switch and screams. Wind chimes.
Okay. Let's first go over the facts. Nathan is autistic, and I'm supposed to evaluate whether you, Laura, are capable of caring for him. This is my fifth visit this month. Nonetheless, I'm supposed to give each of you the benefit of the doubt and write a report before any final decisions are made. So who wants to go first? Nathan? How do you feel about Laura? Is she your friend?
No, she's not. She's my little sister. That's more important to me than friendship.
Nathan gets up, walks past the social worker, opens a door and walks out. The social worker gets up and sits next to Laura.
What's going on with you? The only reason you're here is because Nathan got upset that I left him home alone. I try to explain to him that he's a grown man and he needs to start acting like one.
You might be asking Nathan for the impossible. What if I said to you, Laura, you're a grown woman, and you need to start acting like one. What would you do differently?
I need to go to work.
Laura gets up, followed by the social worker.
Think about what you want to do and make a decision before he or someone around him gets hurt. State law requires...
State law? Nathan and I have been together our whole lives. I'm not surrendering him.
State law requires that we follow up to see what immediate changes you were making to better accommodate Nathan.
And if something like this happens again?
You may lose whatever custody you think you have of him. For his safety. And anyone he hurts, you're liable for that. Here's another one of these and my card. You need to contact me within 2 days and use those 2 days to get yourself together.
The social worker hands Laura a pamphlet. Nathan draws in his art book. A tearful Laura drags a chair next to Nathan and sits. She buttons up her blue denim sleeveless top.
Something on your mind, Laura?
She told me I can't let you out of my sight. Do you know what that means?
It means that we get to be together?
It means I can't go to work.
Take me with you.
Laura moves herself closer to Nathan.
I need you to promise me that you will never flip out like that again.
I promise.
Again!
I promise.
Again, I need to know that you understand what I am telling you.
I promise.
Because if you don't keep your promise, that bitch social worker is going to take you away and you'll never see me again.
Laura grabs Nathan's pencil so he can't keep drawing.
I really messed up this time, Laura. I'm sorry.
Just listen to what I'm telling you. It's easy.
Close up of the front grill of an old truck.
Do you remember the rules about the truck?
Don't play with the gears.
Don't honk the horn. And most of all,
don't leave the truck.
Never leave the truck.
Laura in the driver's seat with Nathan as a passenger. Close up again of the front grill while driving. Nathan looking out the window. Laura adjusts her purse to hide an exposed prescription bottle.
Just draw on your book or something. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Laura gets out of the truck. Nathan spreads the arms of a figurine cut out like snow angels. Rooftop view of many homes. View of a pool party from a rooftop. A girl in a bikini gets out of the pool and lays in a beach chair. The girl gets up and sees Nathan on the roof.
What?
Shit.
Nathan jumps into the pool from the roof. Nathan underwater but looking okay. He sees Birdman in his mind. Molière's Playhouse.
All right, everybody, 10 minutes till the curtain. Let's go. You guys, this is it. 8 months. We've been doing this. It's time for the big payoff, you guys. First impressions are the only impressions. I guarantee you, you guys will go someplace if you bring your game.
Laura with heavy makeup looking intense.
You should have let that social worker arrest him or something.
You obviously don't get it. People have been abandoning Nathan and I our whole lives. I'm not going to do the same to him.
So life's hard. You mean it this far, we keep going.
Make sure you bring it tonight like you've never brought it before. This is where we get paid.
He's dangerous.
He's not dangerous. You just don't know him like I do. He's got a lot going on in his head. He can be sensitive.
Laura's boyfriend dabs his face with makeup.
I have to believe that things will get better.
Somebody is going somewhere far from this performance tonight. Less than 10, everybody. Let's go.
I need your support. Hello? Who is this?
No. Listen, this is a misunderstanding. There is no way that guy is my brother. I don't know how he got my name and number.
There she goes.
My brother is right here waiting for me. So whoever this is, you're full of...
Laura gets outside.
Shit!
Looks at her truck and sees that Nathan is gone.
Oh, my brother got into some trouble. I need to pick him up right now or he's gonna get arrested.
You can't go anywhere. Listen, doesn't he have like a safe place he can go to or something?
It should only take a couple minutes. I'll be right back.
You know all her lines, right?
Yeah, inside and out.
Look, if you leave, don't come back.
All right, everybody, it's showtime. I need everybody in their places.
Rooftop view of many homes. A man and a woman standing while Nathan sits with a towel wrapped around him. Laura pulls up in her truck and parks. Nathan gets in.
Excuse me. I don't really think you know what you're doing.
I think he needs special care.
Yeah? I'll keep that in mind.
I hope so.
The man walks away.
I'm erasing you from my life.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Where are we going?
Where do you want to go?
That's a funny question.
You're always in control, so I'll ask you again. Where do you want to go? It's your night, Nathan.
Anywhere?
Yes, anywhere.
I just want to go home. Take me home.
Okay. I can do that.
Laura and Nathan drive away. A clothed Nathan sits in the bathtub while Laura wrings water over his head from a washcloth.
We're a family, right?
Yeah, we're a family.
You need a big brother to protect you, right?
I have a big brother, but I can take care of myself. You can take care of yourself, too. No, I'm gonna ask you again, and this time tell me, what were you doing on top of that house?
I was looking. I want to find the kingdom. This will solve everything with us and the social worker.
I told you not to go through my stuff. I wasn't gonna keep it. I promise.
In the kingdom, no one ever gets sick or hurt or ever feels scared. It's never cold or too hot. And it never gets dark, so we can play there as much as we want without worrying.
Sounds too good to be true, Nathan.
No one ever feels lonely in the kingdom. We'll be happy there. It's perfect.
Can I count on you to have your stuff all packed up before you go to bed?
Are we going on a trip?
Yeah.
Nathan hugs Laura.
Are you happy?
I will be.
Yeah, me too.
Laura pulls out the drain plug and walks away. Nathan tries to dunk his head underwater before it drains out. A teary-eyed Laura takes a couple prescription pills. Laura typing an email, arriving with Nathan at Living Center tomorrow, Laura. She takes more pills. Laura trying to put lipstick on while driving with Nathan. Nathan putting things in a duffel bag.
You want some breakfast?
Yeah.
Nathan pokes at different packaged donuts in the liquor store.
Hey, listen. There's some things we gotta figure out today.
Nathan grabs all the packages of baked sweets and walks to the cashier.
Excuse me. Thanks.
The cashier puts all the baked sweets in a bag.
Hey, you want the usual?
Laura pays for more prescription drugs after Nathan walks out. the living center.
Laura? Laura, look at me. I said, look at me. I need you to look at me.
The social worker and two others start walking towards their truck. Nathan rolls up the window and locks his passenger door.
We'll make it. We're going to the Red Rocks together. Because that's where we're going to find the kingdom. Please.
Nathan, open the door. I can't help you two if you don't open this door. I don't see a better alternative.
We can find it together.
Laura starts the engine and screeches away. She drives onto the freeway entrance.
There are voices at times when I'm alone. I like thinking it's the wind. Nathan told me it was so quiet one night that he could hear the air whisper. I remember that night. It was much quieter.
A passed out Laura on the floor and her empty bottle of drugs. Suddenly Laura is dragged away. Close up of Laura's feet as she is dragged across the floor.
What are you doing?
I want you to hear what the night and wind are up to. They're playing. Listen, Laura.
All I could hear was my breathing coming back.
Laura and Nathan in their truck driving through the desert near mountains.
Do you believe angels exist? Look at me! This is very important. I need to know that you still believe angels exist.
I do. I believe angels exist.
Good.
It's necessary for finding the kingdom.
He shows Laura a drawing of an angel in anguish.
That's so sad. What happened?
He is the guardian angel who once protected the kingdom. Before there was ever a kingdom, an evil condor reigned terror over these lands. The evil condor sought to align his blood with the world he conquered. And compelled the most beautiful angel to marry him. Astounded by the love he felt for his wife and unborn child, he considered ending his war. But the angel was afraid. She did not want her baby to be born into a world of hatred. So she fell and gave birth to the Condor Angel, a creature with great strength, but the virtuous likeness of an angel. She spread her wings over her newborn son and became a tree. The evil Condor felt betrayed. He wanted revenge.
And this baby just magically survived on its own.
She broke his beak off to conceal his identity. His mother, this tree, stuck her roots into the Condor Angel and fed him. It was his pain to bear for being given a chance to live freely.
This is wicked good, Nathan.
900 years later, the Condor Angel fell in love with a native princess. Princess Ahioka. The chief, father to the princess, told the Condor Angel that his appearance had a purpose. He instructed the Condor Angel to guard what he then called the kingdom.
The Condor Angel flying over the kingdom.
The princess and Condor Angel married and had a son. But the evil Condor learned of the angel's family and promised to kill their son.
There was a final fight between them.
But the evil Condor was too strong. The angel fell, leaving his son defenseless. With no one to stand in evil's way, the Condor Angel's son had to escape and go into hiding. Now, the angel must find his son before the evil Condor does.
What happens if the evil Condor finds the kid first?
Why would you say
that? Get off of me!
Why?
Get off of me!
You go!
Get off of me! Holy shit, Nathan!
Laura pulls over and stops. Nathan opens his book and shows Laura a special page.
The evil Condor, here, is absolutely the most powerful monster anyone has ever faced. I don't know how long I can keep him locked away like this.
They drive off again.
I really believe Nathan's stories are metaphors. Each character represents the love, fight, hate, and struggles we've been through in our past. He's adopted these guys as his family. The Condor Angel is his adopted father and guardian angel. And the Condor Angel's son is his adopted little brother that he can watch over the way he wishes he could have watched over me growing up.
Laura pops a couple pills just before Nathan wakes up.
Let me out here, right now.
Just wait, I need to find some place to park.
It's a desert with miles of parking. Stop!
Well?
Nathan gets out and starts to run.
This is awesome! Yeah!
Laura follows Nathan.
Yeah!
Laura opens Nathan's book, finds the special page and jiggles a lock on it. Laura follows Nathan into the desert.
So beautiful.
They stop and gaze upon a majestic-looking mountain with many caves.
We must be at the gates to the kingdom. We have to explore!
Laura slams her bag to the ground while holding a mask.
I am not wearing this.
It's part of the costume.
What did you make this out of again?
Dumpster boxes and stuff.
You'll have to catch me.
Laura, wait up!
Laura runs off. Nathan chases Laura through the base of the mountain.
What part of the world do you call this spirit wing? It's very strange.
Young Huntress, we have passed through the gates into a nameless world where hungry creatures have not enjoyed the taste of meat for a very long time.
I'll take the first look over this ridge. Stay close.
When we play pretend, I have him chase me sometimes, hoping that I can get us lost far enough away to forget all the bad stuff we have in common.
The two of them standing on a small cliff.
I don't blame him for wanting to escape reality. Being numb, playing pretend, what's the difference as long as you can get away?
Spirit Wing! This area is clear, but I fear that we may venture too far. The sun is growing weak and your powers will soon be swallowed by nightfall.
We should venture just a little bit more, so we may expand our knowledge of these lands and share our findings with the kingdom.
I'm thirsty. I think we should head back.
Nonsense, young huntress. I will fetch the bag and get you water.
Nathan takes off and Laura continues on. She enters a cave.
He escaped! Laura, help! He escaped!
Nathan, back at the truck, opens his book and finds the locks are open.
I'm not afraid of you. You must have heard us talking about the Condor Angel's son. But you'll never find him, because I hid him from you.
I hid him from you!
Nathan falls to the ground.
Laura! Where are you? Laura! Where are you?
That's it. I'm just gonna let the social worker take you. Dumbass! You promised never to play like this! The social worker bitch said we have to stick together! Nathan! Where the hell are you?
Laura goes searching for Nathan.
Nathan? Nathan! Nathan! Oh my God, Nathan! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Nathan! Nathan, please just wake up! Nathan! Help over here! Someone, come on, help! Someone help me! Someone, please!
Two men hear Laura's calls.
Hey! We hear you!
Ow!
I think it's coming from over there.
Over here!
The men run to Laura and Nathan.
Hey, how's he doing? Did he fall? What happened?
I don't know!
He looks really bad.
Yep. Jesus Christ, how long has he been like this?
I don't know, maybe a couple minutes.
No visible head trauma.
Nathan! Nathan, wake up!
There's no pulse.
Do something!
Okay,
do something!
All right!
Okay.
Back up!
Look at this.
One of the men starts CPR.
Come on, Nathan! Please don't let him die!
There's nothing.
Shit!
Okay. Nathan, you can breathe, man. Come on. Wake up, man.
Nathan!
Breathe, God damn it.
Nathan!
Suddenly, Nathan sits up.
Thank God.
Let go.
Nathan,
get off of me.
Just me.
The evil Condor tried to kill me. I know it was you who let him out. You want me dead?
Nathan grasps his book.
Stop with that shit.
He needs to get to a hospital.
I don't need to go to some stupid hospital. I'm fine.
Nathan gets up and starts to walk away.
He was dead just a moment ago.
I don't know what to tell you. Thanks.
Laura grabs her bag and walks off with Nathan.
You okay?
No goddamn sense.
Yeah, I saw that too.
The younger man sees a small metal bird skull and picks it up. He hands it to the other man, and they both start walking back. A beautiful sunset over desert mountains. the silhouette of Nathan and Laura walking hand in hand under the moon. Laura shuts Nathan's door and hurriedly runs to get into the truck.
Oh my God, Nathan. I have to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
It wouldn't have happened if you had left the evil Condor alone and didn't help him escape. Bitch.
Who am I to you? Because last time I checked, I'm all you got.
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly.
You're a nobody. You're nothing. Your life is meaningless.
I am not helping you. I am done. We are done.
Nathan jumps out of the truck. Laura tries to stop him, but he's too fast. Laura, sleeping in the truck, sees the Condor Angel in a dream.
I'm so tired of this shit, and I'm gonna kick your ass.
Hi, I'm the guy from yesterday.
What do you want?
The younger man stands outside the truck.
What?
How you doing?
Why?
Your brother's missing.
Really?
My name is Jim.
Laura doesn't shake his hand.
I heard you yelling Nathan last night from our camp. That's us right there. So I thought I'd help you find him now.
Why didn't you help me last night?
Well, it was dark and you two are sort of weird. You know what? I forget I said that.
No, you know what? I'm just a crazy person. You should stay the hell away from me.
Laura walks away.
Wait, are there tall rocks around here?
What do you mean? We're surrounded by them.
I need to find the tallest peak. Can you help me do that?
Jim and Laura walking to the tallest peak.
I don't see an easy way up there.
They see Nathan on the tallest peak with his arms outstretched.
Nathan, get down from there!
Come up here, Laura!
No way!
I won't climb down until you come up here!
Shit! Come on!
Laura helps Jim up a small ledge. Jim slips but recovers. They make it to Nathan.
It must be nice to have the freedom to just run away and always have someone find you.
I'm sorry about what I said to you last night. I didn't mean it. Your life has plenty of meaning.
Whatever, it's fine.
I believe the kingdom is over there.
I see it. Let's go down and get it.
The kingdom is not that easy to find. It's hidden, remember?
Come on, Nathan.
Hey, Nathan. You dropped a silver bird skull yesterday. If you come down, I'll show you where it is. Yeah? All right, come on.
Laura looks at Jim in surprise at how easily he got Nathan to comply. Panoramic view of the mountains. A small stream. The elder man, Jim, Nathan, and Laura together at the campsite.
So wait a minute. He beat up your boyfriend?
Yeah, you know I kicked his teeth in.
Kicked his teeth in?
I'd rather stay quiet in loud places. Listen for things that matter.
I mean, let me get this straight. You pulled the fire alarm.
And I screamed, "You're all gonna die!" Yeah!
And the social worker?
Bitch!
Yeah, she is a bitch.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Honestly, I'm afraid of what others may see in me. The awkwardness. The difficulty I have fitting in. He's a piece of me. And I am a piece of him.
Inside the camper, the four eat a meal. Laura looks at Jim. Jim awkwardly looks back. Nathan tastes the food.
There's no salt on these eggs.
We're roughing it. Where are your parents?
We're adults, so don't ask.
Yeah, don't ask.
Okay. You're both out here to escape big expectations, I get it. The kingdom.
Do you try to piece people together on a regular basis?
Yeah, as often as possible. You two are fused together like rocks.
Noel. He's been a cement truck driver almost his whole life. It's where he gets his unique outlook on life.
Yeah. And dumbass here has a way out by going to college, but he'd rather continue building boats.
Why?
It's a good question, Nathan. Why does anybody do anything? Jimmy thinks he knows it all.
I love what I do, Noel.
And you're okay throwing your future away.
You're not being fair to him, Noel.
See? Finally, I have a friend to stick up for me against you. Make that two friends.
You're outnumbered, Noel.
All right. Lighten up, kids. I'm not all bark. Actually, I open up whenever Jimmy and I spend time together, isn't that right? Yeah. Kind of like therapy. Clear your mess, Jimmy.
Noel gets up from the table.
Hey, what were you studying at school?
General ed stuff. Nothing really.
It was psychology. He wants to be a mental mechanic. Nathan, I'm assuming you're not going to a hospital. I mean, not that there's one anywhere near here.
I'll be more careful next time.
Good. Because your sister needs a big, strong brother like you to watch over her.
Oh, that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. You think you're up for the challenge, Nathan?
I'll watch over you, woman.
You can tell he's the protective type, too.
A lot of love between you guys. A lot of history, too. You can see it. You two are lucky to have each other. All right. I got something for you here. There is a mine in the same direction that Nathan thinks his kingdom is in. You follow the highway. Up, you make a right on this road here. When you get through Last Chance Pass, you'll see the tunnel. It's right there on your right. You can't miss it. Who knows? Maybe you find something on the other side, right?
We should probably go with them.
What?
We're not gonna do this. I'm taking us back home.
Laura, you promised you'd help me find the kingdom.
All right, I got an idea. Before you guys leave, I want a group picture. What? I don't get any group photos out here. It's just me, man. Come on. Guys, it's called a group photo. You're supposed to be together, Jimmy. In. Come on. Okay, that'll work. And smiles.
He sets the timer on his camera and runs behind all three of the others for the photo.
Okay, we're going to the mine to find the kingdom now.
Nathan takes off running for the truck.
There you go. That's nice.
Laura gets in the truck. Jim approaches Laura. Laura lowers the window.
Thanks. Who knows? He may actually find whatever it is he's looking for. Nathan.
Jim holds his hand out to Nathan across Laura, and they shake hands.
Good luck.
Jim kisses Laura on the cheek and runs off. Laura grabs a note Jim left on the steering wheel. Without even reading it, she puts it in her purse, and they leave in the truck.
The map says to make a left.
I'm turning right.
Laura slams on the brakes.
When we find the kingdom, everything will be better. You and I will be happier. I promise.
Are you sure you can keep that promise?
I can. I will keep my promise.
Fine.
Yes! Atta girl!
Laura turns left instead of right. The truck driving through the desert. Close up of Laura's hand on the steering wheel. Nathan studying the map. Laura looking at Nathan with an approving smile.
Okay. You have to go 39 miles until you hit this dirt road.
Then what?
You get us there. Then I'll tell you.
It's impossible not to wonder how my life would be if Nathan wasn't so dependent on me. It's just a simple question. What if? At times I daydream of the possibilities of who he could have been in my life. He would have been that bright student, the popular kid, all eyes wanting to be like him.
Are involved in gravitational pull.
The fantasy version of Nathan turns to a girl in class.
You would know what it feels like to have a crush. Feel wanted and want that person back.
A girl follows the fantasy version of Nathan outside. Alternate version of Nathan kissing the girl on a school bench.
There are times I swear it's all an act. I hate him for everything he could have been in my life.
She slams the brakes and skids the truck to a stop. She looks over at Nathan with a scared look on her face.
And yet, I envy him for finding a way to scrape by this far.
There is a suitcase in the road. Nathan runs out and struggles to move it.
Pull it to the side of the road!
It's heavy!
Laura and Nathan unzipping the suitcase on the side of the road.
It's full of costumes.
Yeah, costumes.
Laura puts on a brown tethered forearm sleeve and Nathan dons a blue puffy wig.
Ooh, baby.
They try on pirate costumes.
Oh.
A roaring 20s costume on Laura. A safari dressed up Nathan tries to grab Laura's hat.
For adventure.
Nathan in a top hat. Mountains in the background as they drive by. They reach a red sign in the middle of the sandy trail.
That's it.
We must proceed on foot.
Nathan gets out of the truck.
I can't believe I'm going through with this.
Laura gets out of the truck. They both crawl under wire in the roadblock fence.
Hey, let's check this place out.
They enter a dark room that has ratty shelves and a sink.
It looks like no one's lived here in a long time. Do you think our old place looks like this now?
I remember it looking better.
Laura starts to fantasize a more lighthearted life, running through the rooms playing with Nathan. Happier version of Laura skipping through the abandoned rooms. Nathan walks in on Laura, who is sitting and staring out a window.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Laura gets up and walks out of the house and goes in another one.
Hey, there's another house back here. Let's check it out. Totally creepy.
Nathan approaches an old framed photograph of two people.
Hello. It's nice to meet you.
What are you doing?
It's their house. I'm being polite.
Laura studies the photograph and then they both leave the house. A man built tunnel in the side of a nearby mountain.
Go in.
You can't be serious. It's pitch black in there.
We'll go together.
Wait. What if there's no way out?
Noelle said there is a way out.
He could be lying. Jimmy and Noelle probably befriend people. Naive young people like us. And convince them to drive all the way up here and go into this mine. We'll be trapped like dozens of others and eventually die a slow and torturous death.
What do you think traps them in there?
A lot of things. Sick things. The couple that lived in that house had, 30 kids and convinced them to live and work in the mine. There's just this twisted society in there just waiting for us to come in. They plan to eat us.
We need an adventure.
Yeah. One that we'll never walk out of.
They enter the mine.
I don't see anything.
Shh. I hear something. It's moving by the walls. Nathan, stay close.
Master's coming from far.
An animation of the two of them walking through the mine.
We must be quick and stick together, for I fear there's no forgiving passage into the kingdom.
The only way through is by getting past all these people. Is anyone? Are you hungry? But no.
I see you two have dressed for the occasion. Marvelous.
What is the occasion?
The man walks to the left side of a large drape and pulls it back.
We're celebrating the return of our master.
They are standing on a ledge above a huge crowd of animated people.
He had been locked away, you see, but is finally free, and he will be making his appearance soon. He will be pleased to see that you two have joined in on the celebration. Not to eat you, just to see you.
Huh?
A bird-looking worker uses levers to lower the ledge they're standing on.
Going down.
They reach the bottom and get off.
When you meet my master, just have him smell you. Delicious. Never mind. Go ahead. Have fun at the party.
Laura, give me your lamp.
Laura hands Nathan a flashlight and he puts it in his bag.
Go along with it.
Along with what? We need to find the way out of here.
Let's just feel the room out.
You guys are beautiful.
All right, so now what's your plan?
We have a friend here who can help. We can trust him.
Nathan, we don't have friends. Especially not in a cave.
Just calm down. Look. He's just over there. Come on.
I now admit this whole thing was a bad idea. I want to leave.
Don't stop dancing. It'll cause suspicion. Condor Angel.
Nathan, I didn't think you'd be daring enough to take this route. The evil Condor knows you're here. I will help you escape.
Not too soon. They'll catch us. We just need to find an opportunity.
So, is it really you?
Hello, Laura. I was your guardian angel when you were a little girl. It's nice to see you all grown up. I've been following you both.
Are we near the kingdom?
It exists just as you have imagined it in your book. But these ghouls aren't going to let you go until their master arrives to greet you.
Condor Angel, we have to find a way out of here.
Follow me.
I'm so bored of all this dancing. Surround them! Get them! Eat them! Pick them limb from limb! Time to die!
Laura!
Our lamps! Grab our lamps!
They turn their headlamps on.
Their master's here.
The real Nathan and Laura running towards the tunnel exit.
Woo! Woo! She's amazing. So what now? You're lost for words, right? It's that amazing. You have to be lost for words. This has to be your kingdom, Nathan. You know, getting here was an adventure, and this place is almost impossible to find, so I need to hear you say it. Just say it. I found my kingdom, Laura. Just say it, because that'll make everything better, and we'll just be happier. And things will be perfect.
It's wrong. It's all wrong. This is not it.
If you don't claim it, then I will. This is my kingdom. I found my kingdom! I found my kingdom! Let's go. I'm going back home.
We need to keep looking.
No. We don't.
Laura and Nathan start to drive away. Laura suddenly stops the truck. She finally opens Jim's note, reads it, and decides to turn right onto the highway. Gas gauge near empty. Laura puts lipstick on while driving. A picturesque lake in mountains. Nathan pushing the truck into Jim and Noel's campsite.
Nathan, keep pushing. Laura, turn the wheel towards the tree over there.
Nice hat.
Nice makeup.
He stops and looks into the distant mountains. Nathan starts walking towards the mountain.
You look great.
It's just something I picked up. How long have you been waiting here?
I didn't think you were ever gonna show up.
Meet me at the lake just past Tunnel Road. And you left your phone number? You think you're smooth?
Maybe. A little bit.
I should get a reward just for showing up.
Noel exits the camper.
What's up with the truck?
We ran out of gas.
I'm glad.
Noel looks at Laura and Jimmy talking and stays put. Noel notices Nathan off in the distance. He slams the camper door shut. Nathan turns around and looks at Noel.
Nathan, find the kingdom before the evil Condor finds you.
Son of God.
I need to find the kingdom. The Condor Angel will be there soon.
Nathan!
He comes back and takes off his costume.
Nathan! I'll be right back.
Laura grabs her bag and walks away from the truck.
Hey, Nathan, how you doing, man?
Nathan grabs Laura.
We need to leave. Now! The Condor Angel said he was going to meet us there.
Nathan! I'm going to use the restroom. Talk about it with you when I get out.
Nathan storms off.
Hey, Nathan, did you find the mine? Did you find what you were looking for?
Get out of my way!
Jim holds his hands up and backs off. Noel shakes his head.
Don't worry. I'll keep an eye on him.
Laura goes inside to use the restroom.
I have to hurry. Find the kingdom before the evil Condor finds you. I'm close. Just keep going. I'm almost there.
Nathan gathers twigs from the ground.
I have to hurry.
You sure know how to pick your friends.
Jimmy and Noel stand next to each other.
I want to help them.
Yeah. I know you do.
Nathan opens his book and starts gluing twigs to paper. Noel starts to walk to Nathan.
Nathan.
Nathan opens up an old container and pulls out figurines of people. He places the figurines on the glued-in twigs.
Is that where your kingdom is, Nathan? Over that mountain?
He looks towards the real mountains. Nathan tears off a triangular part of the paper photo, revealing his Twig Mountain with the people underneath. Noel sighs and turns to his son Jimmy.
Why don't you wait by the truck for a minute, all right? I mean, he's already beat up one boyfriend, right?
Jimmy walks away.
Nathan, what is the kingdom, really?
Nathan motions to Noel to get closer so he can whisper. He whispers something into Noel's ear. Noel looks at Nathan and walks off.
Fill up the truck.
A view of the mountains and lake. The edge of the lake and tall green grass. Nathan swinging a broom around. Laura walks to the truck and throws her purse through the window into the cabin. Laura approaches Jim and Noel.
Hey.
You look good dressed as yourself.
Maybe. What do you guys have planned today?
We were thinking about getting away from the heat and heading up to the mountain. You and Nathan should come with us.
I'd actually really like to get some gas from your RV before you leave.
Well, listen, there's mountains stacked on top of mountains up there. You know, no one really knows about the place. There's only one trail that leads up with an eye shot of it. Mount Langley. The most gorgeous mountain you're ever going to see.
Yeah, plus we can all caravan up and share a campsite.
There you go.
It's just too far of a drive, and at this point I'd really just like to get some gas.
But it's not that far. I mean, it's just a left on St. Peter's Road.
Are you sure that road is going to lead us to the kingdom? You have to be sure.
Yes, Nathan, it winds all the way up. Thanks, man.
You're encouraging him again? We just went through a mine and almost got lost, stranded, and killed. I'm not driving up to some goddamn mountain now. You're an asshole. And you're an asshole, too.
Hey, I'm just trying to help.
What about me? Whoever is trying to help me, I'll answer that. Nobody. All right? This is just a game to all of you.
Calm down. It's not about you right now, princess, okay? It's about him.
He's my brother. He is my responsibility. And as soon as I get some gas, I am taking us home and forgetting you two ever existed. Nathan, get out of the truck!
Nathan takes off in the truck.
Shit.
Nathan driving, followed by the camper.
How much gas did you put in it?
Fuel gauge showing almost full. Nathan's speedometer showing almost 60 miles per hour.
Hold on. I think I can pass him here. We're gonna run out of road.
Nathan! Listen to me! You need me to help you find your kingdom! No matter what you think of me, I'll always be your little sister! And that's more important to me than anything!
Road's gone. We're gonna hit the rocks up ahead.
Nathan steps on the brake and stops the truck. Laura gets out of the truck and Jim follows her.
Stay out of my way! You are not helping!
Jim stands still as Laura goes to Nathan.
Are you planning on just leaving without me? Is that it?
The Condor Angel said we need to hurry. The evil Condor is following us, and I can't let you keep me reviving my kingdom!
Nathan slaps Laura.
We're wasting time. We need to leave now.
All this has to stop.
Laura grabs Nathan's book.
This book
please
is
stop.
Keeping you sick. You need to be a responsible
please, Laura,
man.
Please.
And stop creating all this make-believe
What have you done?
I'll tell you what's real. You and how you've ruined my life. I regret ever telling you about it. There's no kingdom, Nathan. I was 9 years old and I made the whole thing up just to make you feel better after Dad ditched us. Grow up and start acting like a man, okay?
No.
What is it? Nothing. It's nothing, Nathan.
I'm just gonna live out the rest of my life without you because all of
Nathan holding on to all his artwork while Laura runs off. Laura turns left toward the highway, floors it, and the passenger door flies open. Both Jim and Noel watching Laura drive off.
Come on, man. Time to go, Jim.
Nathan walks off into the desert by himself. A sunset over the mountains and birds flying by. The camper truck driving on the highway. Jim, Noel, and Nathan around a campfire. Nathan throws his book on the campfire.
I hate her! I wish she was never born!
Your book!
Jim kicks the book out of the flames.
Nathan, listen to my mouth.
Leave me alone! She made it all up. Doesn't matter anymore.
A truck with headlights on pulls up.
Nathan. You believe in fate, man? You know, nothing happens by accident. See, I don't. I think we all have choices to make. It's kind of heavy. Beautiful, too.
Listen, Nathan. Laura's here because she loves you.
It's your kingdom, Nathan. Nobody else has to believe in it for it to be real but you, man.
Noel hands Nathan's book to him. Both Noel and Jim staring at the truck with headlights on. Sleeping in the truck, morning sunlight shines on Laura as she awakens. Laura gets out of her truck and sees Nathan fiddling with his book. She walks over to him. Nathan ties leather strings on the outside of his book, then slowly looks at Laura.
Did Jimmy and Noel say where they were going?
Nathan shakes his head no.
I've been holding a lot of anger in me. And it's not fair that I let it out on you.
Tell me the real reason why you're here. And be honest.
You know, the kingdom could be right on the other side of this forest. What do you say, Spirit Wing?
I've received word that we are very close.
Noel and Jimmy give you that map?
Today could be the day.
We must travel north!
Do I really have to wear this?
Yeah. Put it on!
Nathan runs off dressed like Condor Angel. Laura takes off after him.
Hey, let's race.
Go for it.
A beautiful waterfall. majestic mountains. Nathan and Laura continue to run on a mountain trail. A huge wide trunk tree. Nathan and Laura stop to look at the tree. Nathan slowly walks up to the tree and touches it.
You must be the Condor Angel's mother. I'm Nathan. It's nice to meet you.
Laura approaches the tree and touches it too.
Nathan is a great believer of the truth. I've never known a better judge of character. I'm always scared to wonder what he thinks of me. Assuming things can just go on like this.
How far back do you remember things? Like with Mom and Dad?
I remember the park. Mom brought food for a picnic and Dad brought a kite. Dad held the kite up. I ran behind him. Mom was running next to me. We all wanted the kite to fly up, and then it finally flew up. Thought we were going to run like that forever.
I've never heard that story.
Nathan runs off.
Hey, Laura?
Yeah?
I remember something else.
What's that?
On your graduation, I pretended to be one of your friends, sitting next to you, wearing what you were wearing and feeling what you were feeling. I was so happy. I thought of the dreams you had and they became mine too. Mom clapped when she saw you.
Please stop with all that, I'm tired.
I told Mom that I wished I was like you. I wanted to be popular, have a lot of friends, to tell my stories to, be in love. I wanted to be in love, like you. Have a relationship. Mom and I were so happy for you for having everything.
Laura comes up to Nathan and takes his bird mask off.
It doesn't make any sense to do that.
Nathan, how sick are you? Mom is dead. I never had any of that. Everything that you imagine about me is a lie. Okay, look at me. I'm standing right in front of you.
Why are you so angry?
I'm a lost girl. I don't have friends, no childhood I want to remember. My life is broken. And you're broken too.
Laura walks away.
I can help you fix it. I can help you find your kingdom.
Laura turns around.
Oh, really? I have a kingdom. I have a kingdom. I have a kingdom. I have a fucking kingdom. Well, how about this? The day that you find your kingdom, I'll start looking for mine.
Laura walks off.
We need to go home. Now.
No! Come on, Nathan, we gotta find your kingdom. I'm sure it's right on the other side of this hill. Let's go!
Laura takes off up the mountain.
Laura! I'd rather go home and help you fix things!
Laura hides behind a big fallen tree.
Where are you? I'm not playing anymore.
Nathan takes off his costume.
Laura! Don't leave me alone, Laura! Laura, please!
Laura holds her mouth shut so Nathan can't hear her. Nathan suddenly stops moving, looking afraid.
Laura! Please don't leave me alone! Laura! Don't leave me alone, Laura!
Laura starts running down the mountain with her hand over her mouth. She stops and takes off her costume top. Laura sits at the trunk of a tree trying to cover her mouth with her hands.
I'm not afraid of you! You can't keep me from my kingdom! I'm not afraid of you! You can't keep me from my kingdom!
The evil condor appears out of nowhere and faces off with Nathan. The evil condor spreads his wings, revealing two curved swords. He tries to attack Nathan. Nathan barely escapes. Evil condor strikes at Nathan on the ground but misses. Laura still sitting at the base of the tree looking scared. Flashback.
The angel doesn't run away when he's scared.
He's not ready.
Nathan, what's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
You're different. And I like that about you. Because no matter what happens, brothers and sisters stick together forever.
Nathan escapes again while Laura sits frozen in fear. Evil Condor catches Nathan, throws him against the tree and strikes.
You have to take care of me too, because you're older.
Flashback. Laura with the figurines. Current. Nathan and Evil Condor touch heads. Laura stands up from the base of the tree.
I'm not afraid of you.
Nathan jumps on Evil Condor's back.
I'm not afraid of you!
Nathan runs off.
I create my doubts, my fears, and I can defeat you!
Condor swings at Nathan and misses. Evil Condor disappears while Nathan looks on.
Nathan? Where are you? Nathan!
Laura sees Nathan's book on the ground and picks it up. Nathan's sitting on a round boulder with his back to Laura. Laura approaches Nathan. She touches him on the shoulder and hands him his book.
I'm sorry things are tough.
As long as we find our kingdom, we'll never get hurt or sick or ever feel scared. It's never cold or too hot. And it never gets dark, so we can play as much as we want without getting tired. No one gets lonely in the kingdom. We'll be happy here. It's perfect.
Still sounds too good to be true. That must be Mount Langley.
They both look at a mountain.
So now what?
Nathan gets up and starts to walk away, but Laura stops him.
Hey! I'm glad that you found your kingdom, but I can't let you stay. You'll die out here.
They both hug.
I made a decision. You can't take that away from me.
A man out of nowhere dressed like Condor Angel runs with Nathan. Laura watches them running around.
Let's go!
majestic mountains. A close-up of Condor Angel without his beak, hugging Nathan. A tearful Laura. Condor Angel with arms outstretched running around with Nathan. Palm trees while driving. Laura parks her truck and gets out. She crosses a street to the living center. She enters and smiles when she sees Nathan dancing with a girl.
Alright guys, remember today that we're doing the ballroom box step. You guys are doing a great job. It's continuing four steps. You go step together, step together.
Many Living Center couples dancing together. Nathan leads Laura to his room and they enter.
Nice room.
Laura sits next to Nathan on the bed. She empties a bag of baked sweets.
I got your favorite. Happy 25th birthday.
It's nice to see you, Laura.
It's nice to see you too. Here, open your present.
To the best big brother in the kingdom. Love, Laura.
Nathan opens the gift, the picture of them with Noel and Jimmy.
Pretty cool, huh? Bet you didn't think I had it in me. I miss you a lot.
I miss you too. You should come to my housewarming party.
I didn't know you were having one.
I still have some work to do around the room, but I'll send you an invitation soon.
Laura kisses Nathan on the cheek. She starts to look around his room.
Where's your book?
I don't need it anymore.
Laura driving away. Flashback memories.
Nathan, are you happy?
I will be.
A smiling Laura driving in her truck.
Your kingdom will be different from mine. But I'll help you find your kingdom, as long as you help me find mine too.
Laura still smiling while driving.
Okay.
Flashback. Young Laura hugs Nathan. Current. Nathan on top of the highest peak with outstretched arms.
I now try to convince myself that I'm capable of anything. I'm boring in comparison to all the great characters we create. We're part of some epic journey put together by the imagination of a greater being. And for the first time in my life, I can let myself breathe. No longer be afraid. I'm the closest I've ever been to finding it now. And I have a fresh start.
Nathan and Laura laying next to each other.
Thanks for coming to my housewarming party.
It's great to be here with you.
Drum roll.
Jim and Laura slapping their thighs.
Jimmy, please hand her the family photo.
Tallest trees, they grab the early sun. Faded,
Laura slides the photo of them into the book above. They all gaze upon the book in the kingdom.
In ways that brought us back to places we've come from. To boys and girls, the world a story broke.
End credits. Quote, as long as we are searching, there is a chance we will find it deep in the mountains, far away. Chris Pavlov. For you, Amelie and Presley. Title.